Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some baseball. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from Baltimore Baseball Tonight and also part of the Be More Baseball podcast. He is former Orioles shortstop Mike Bordick. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Doing well. Did you see the presser yesterday?
I did.
Your thoughts on the new manager for the Baltimore Orioles, Craig Albernaz?
Yeah, I think the press conference was great. I love the fact that he's a New England guy, so he's already got some credibility as a guy that persevere.
Here we go.
You know?
Here we go.
And he's got that great Masshole accent so I don't know, man. He's a young guy. He's got some, pretty good backing, well-respected, it seems, in the industry. I think the fact that, Stephen Vogt came and supported him.
That was awesome.
Was huge. I think it was really good, man. And, you know, it always is going to come down to a couple things. It seems like he's a great communicator. I've talked to some people that have been around him, great passion for the game, always eager to learn. So, I think he's got a great baseball feel, too, because he was around some really good baseball guys. And I think the key for success, as we all do, is just a nice combination of a good baseball feel and then how he, of course, uses the analytics. But how he communicates with this young team is going to be critical. I think he's going to be fine in that regard. But it's also going to come down, does he have some support? And I think yesterday Rubenstein said that, you know, money is not a problem. So let's see. Are they going to go out and put together the best team? Because it takes the best players to win.
You know what, Mike? I love insulting you, but I can't right now because I got to tip my hat to you because you had one direction that you would prefer the Orioles to go. They did not go in that direction, but yet you still see how this could be a good hire for the organization.
Oh, no. No doubt about it. Hey, listen, I'm an old school guy. I think a lot of us are, but I accept, and so many of us do, the fact that, hey, the game's growing and it's growing, you know, in a different direction, but you got to be able to work with this stuff. But the bottom line comes, yeah, give them all the information, everything. I think we all, as an athlete, young athlete, these guys want everything they can get and then let them decipher. But you need leadership to help them decipher what's going to work for them and what's not, because you know, sometimes things get cloudy with the numbers. So you need that good leadership, good veteran players that have kind of been through it to really help guide some of these young guys through. Now that said, though, Rob, there's one thing that I think is going to be really important that so many have missed here. I like the hire. What about the development of young players throughout the system? Because it's one thing to be a good leader at the big league level, and there's constant development going on at the big league level because of the turnover. But what about the young players in the minor leagues? That's what I'm interested in, because we saw this year so many young guys come up and really not know how to play the game very well.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully he's got his hand on that.
Yeah, I hope so. It's like, what do you think happens? I mean, there are guys out there, you know, that people discuss, but the infield seems pretty set. Any outfielders out there, because pitching is obvious, any outfielders out there you'd have your eye on if you were going to, you know, make some moves with this team?
Yeah, Tucker, yeah. I think from the Cubs is going to be the premier guy.
He's number one on everybody's
list.
I
would target him, absolutely. Some of the big bopper bats that we see always emerge, you know, in the postseason. You know, what George Springer did. And I know a lot of times you tend to steer away from the older guys because it's such a young game now. But, man, oh, man, do you need that experience? And you see how it kind of the cream rises to the top, right? The guys that have been through it all, the experience really plays if you can keep them healthy. So I think that's going to be an important factor as well. There are big name free agents out there. And if the Orioles do want to truly compete with the Yankees and the Red Sox as far as payroll, and let's see, Toronto Blue Jays, they are willing to spend like anybody. So they're going to have to spend, and they may even have to overpay for a couple guys. You know what I'm saying? Just to say, listen, we're real here. Look at us, please, instead of using us to go to the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Well, I thought it was laughable at first, but don't forget, the Blue Jays were in on Shohei Ohtani and Juan Soto. They were talking about both of them. They made a big push for Ohtani, but obviously that Dodger money finished everything off. Mike, as things go, like, what's the most important thing that you think the Orioles need to add in the offseason? And we know they need a full bullpen and a closer, a big-time bat in the middle of the lineup, a starting pitcher. Is there something that you feel like they have to go get?
Well, it's always going to come down to the pitching, you know, Jeremy. It really does. And I think not only do they have to go get, they have to keep going and getting, and they have to keep stockpiling. As we watch the postseason and we watch these teams, yeah, we can talk about payrolls all we want. But the fact of the matter is every organization truly gets tested from top to bottom. And do they have people like Trey Savage? You know what I'm saying? A guy in single A that all of a sudden made an impact in the World Series, pitched more games in the World Series than he did in the regular season. I mean, in the postseason. So, I mean, do the Orioles have that? Do they have that depth? And I think in some ways they may. There's some mystery to a lot of the guys they got at the deadline, you know, last year, the trade deadline. So there's mystery there. But there again, I'll go back to the development. They need ultimate depth, and they need these guys to be developed properly to follow, you know, with the philosophy that the Orioles' new manager has.
There is Mike Bordig. Mike, this is your last hit with us this 2025 baseball season, man. It's a pleasure.
What, our money run out?
Yeah, our money ran out. ATM kept my car. Yeah. Mike, tell us all about the podcast.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say this. You guys can call anytime. You know, just because I play baseball doesn't, you know, or played baseball. I like all sports, and it's fun to talk sports. So that phone call is open at any time. And listen, the Be More Sports Pod, check it out. That's how you get to it on the podcast networks. And, you know, we're still going strong, and we've got a really cool guest today, a local legend, Adam Kolarik, pitched in the World Series second with the Dodgers, won a World Series ring, so he can give some insight on that great dynasty that the Dodgers have. And he also plays with the Orioles' new manager in the Rays system, so he's going to give some insight there. So excited about that conversation.
You hear that, Joe? Call Mike tomorrow at 6:02 in the a.m.
No, ready anytime. We're all up at 4. It's right, nice to know that Mike's our friend, and we can call him anytime.
There you go. I mean, Jim Palmer does it. Mike, thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you, guys.
Damn, all right, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.